I'm Karina Pereira, and this is Wrecked, the bonus episode where I either recommend a book or I wreck it. On today's episode, I bring you Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. I bought this book last year on a whim. I had read Little Fires Everywhere, also by Celeste Ng, and I really enjoyed it, but that was the only thing I had read by the author. And then I was in Utrecht with a friend, and we went into a bookshop, and I saw this book. And because I really had enjoyed Little Fires Everywhere, I just decided that I would pick up the book and take it home to read. And honestly, I'm so happy that I did. I also have been trying to read more diverse in the last few years, and this was definitely one of the reasons why I bought the book. I must say that there's actually a, well, kind of tragic and funny story connected to this book. I was very happy that I had found something that I really loved at the bookstore, and then I usually use a reusable drinking cup. So I went with a friend to a cafe, and instead of sitting in, I just asked for some hot chocolate and we continued walking around town because he was visiting and we were just discovering the city. And when I finished drinking the hot chocolate, I put the cup inside my bag. And when I picked up the book, because I wanted to make a photo of it in Utrecht, there was like this beautiful street with wonderful flowers, I realized that it had leaked and there was, hot chocolate on the side pages, on the edges. It didn't really damage the book a lot, but at the time I was so upset. I had just bought it. It has such a nice, beautiful blue cover and I had just put hot chocolate all over it because I had been reckless and I had forgotten that my drinking cup was leaking. But I read the book quite fast and it made Celeste Ng one of my favorite authors of the moment, because both books that I read of her are really good and they always talk about family affairs, and this one in particular starts with the disappearance of a girl. She has two siblings and she's part of a mixed family in which the father is Asian and the mother is white. And she disappears, nobody knows where she is at first, and that kind of brings up a lot of trauma hidden in the family that was not spoken of. And of course the disappearance of the girl affects the home environment. There were a lot of problems that hadn't yet surfaced within the family that kind of are brought to life with this, including the fact that, for example, the mother kind of projects something that she couldn't have into one of the kids, and the other kid is kind of seen like a, you know, they don't really care about him as much. He's trying to follow his dreams and everything that he wants, but even though he succeeds and even though he is a good student, etc., the family doesn't really give as much importance to him as they do to the younger sister, for example. I think it's amazing how Celeste Ng finds ways to tell about the story of a family and all the problems that exist. This kind of issues have been talked before in books, but she just writes in such an interesting way. And she's so good with emotions as well. That honestly, and of course you already understood that this is a recommendation, and I really think that you should read this book. If you are looking for new authors to read or something for this quarantine, I think this is going to be a very good book because it's not an easy subject and it's not a happy book either. There's a lot of angst because no one knows what really happened with the girl. Where is she gone? Did she go because she wanted, or did she go with someone? Did she run away or something worse happened? But it reads very fast. It reads very easily. And the exchanges, the dialogue between characters feels very true to life and feels very real. So I completely recommend Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. And if you haven't yet, you should also read Little Fires Everywhere. There's a new series based on the book. I haven't yet seen it, but the book is really good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to reading many more books by Celeste Ng in the future. There's still a new episode coming out this month, the monthly regular episode. I am going to change things a little bit. I usually talk about the books that I've read the month before and the ones I want to read after, but this time I am bringing a subject that I'm pretty sure is bothering a lot of readers right now, which is the pressure there is for us to read as much as possible, and how it can sometimes feel like a failure if you are home and you have extra time and you're not reading as much as you expected. So I'm going to talk about that on the next episode, which should come out next week. So don't forget, if you want to follow me, you can subscribe. I always post updates also on my Instagram page, and you can find all links to my social media at linktree/Karina Pereira. I'll talk to you soon.